When Itimad, Atta's mother, steps out of the elevator, it's clear she's been crying. She asks us to be sensitive when we question Atta. They're still all trying to come to terms with the extent and ramifications of his injury. Itimad speaks softly as she presses the tissue hard into her eyes in an effort to stop the tears that she has no control over. The impact of the shooting will change their lives forever, and at this moment she doesn't want anything to diminish her son's mental strength. There is a wide mix of people in the rehabilitation hospital, from the young to the old. There is a group of young Israeli soldiers sitting in the lounge area, laughing and joking with a friend. The last time Atta saw an Israeli soldier outside the hospital was when he was shot through the stomach while he was looking for his school bag. Atta is 12 years old. His voice is diminutive and hasn't started to break yet, so he still speaks with the softness of a child. He lives in the Jalazun refugee camp just outside Ramallah in the occupied Palestinian territory. The Israeli settlement of Beit El was built just behind his school, and around 6,000 settlers lived there on land that was privately owned by Palestinians. Clashes erupt in this neighbourhood as the Palestinians protest against the theft of land and the ongoing settler harassment against the school children. The day prior to the incident, Atta and his friends were throwing their school bags to each other. They were playing around, and Atta's bag was thrown over the school fence. When he went to get his bag, children from the camp were clashing with the soldiers. He didn't want to approach the soldier who had his bag. Atta decided to go home, and the soldiers told him to come and get his bag from the same place the following day. "Don't go back," Itamad told her son. "They'll do something to you. We'll buy you a new bag." Atta did return the following day to find his bag. He had his final science exam, and he wanted his books so he could study. He was unarmed. He wasn't throwing rocks. There weren't any clashes. He was shot without any warning. Atta felt the hole in his stomach for the first time when he was put in a passing car to be taken to the hospital. "I wasn't crying," he told us, "but I was screaming with pain." There is a twitch in Atta's right eye every now and then as he speaks or listens to his mother. He's internalising the incident, and it's his high blood pressure and the betrayal of his eye that gives us an indication of the real turmoil he is mentally experiencing. The gunshot has caused damage to his liver, spleen, pancreas and lung. It has also left him a paraplegic. His mother says the biggest challenge will be when he gets back to the refugee camp. Itimad presses her lips together to try and stop the tears from rolling down her cheeks. They are convinced that the soldier will never be brought to justice. He won't be reprimanded, tried, or charged with criminal activity. No Israeli ministry has been in touch with them, and it has been left to the Palestinian Authority to help pay the hospital treatment. "And for you, what are your dreams? What do you expect for your future?" I ask Atta. "That I have my legs and that I'm able to walk again, like before," he answers. I look at his mother, and tears are streaming down her cheeks. "Atta is not the first child, nor will he be the last child they do this to," she says.